With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. producer prices unchanged last month as wholesale inflation pressures remained under control. Labor Department says its producer price index unchanged in June from May and is up 2.3% from 1 year ago. President Trump defending the 50-day window he's giving Moscow to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president this week threatened to hit Russia with economic penalties if it fails to end its war with Ukraine within 50 days. And he pushed back on the idea that waiting 7 weeks is too long.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long. And it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
The president said he's on neither Ukraine's side nor Russia's side.
You know what the side I'm on? Humanity's side.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, the Trump administration pushing $9.4 billion in cuts to NPR, PBS, and some foreign aid programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has until the end of the week to pass a bill that fulfills Mr. Trump's request to cancel billions in previously approved spending.
The Friday deadline looms. We're encouraging our Senate partners over there to get the job done and to pass it as is. That's what we did. It reflects the intention and the view of the House. This, in our view, was low-hanging fruit.
Federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a Minnesota state representative and her husband. That indictment lists murder, stalking, and firearms charges against Vance Bolter. Two people in New Jersey have died after their car was swept away in floodwaters. Meanwhile, New York's subway system is fully operational. However, other roads throughout parts of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania remain closed. This is SRN News. Another poll indicating trouble with America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reports the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. An estimated 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity. ICC also reports thousands of mosques in Iran have closed their doors in the last year or two. Why? Well, they say there's a lack of parishioners as young people are turning away from Islam. This is SRN News. While college sports may be seeing some major changes in these wild days, we could be seeing a change or two in Major League Baseball as well in the next couple of years. Participation in the 2028 Summer Olympics were topics being discussed during baseball's All-Star break. Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities. Manfred and Clark say plans are moving ahead, exploring the possibility of using major leaguers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, a tournament that could be played on an extended All-Star break. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.